Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Organics Concerts is Toronto's ongoing organ festival series offering concerts that feature the thrilling sounds of the magnificent pipe organ, the king of instruments. In its 14th year, and the festival series has presented well over 180 concerts and events to date. In 2019, another 29 concerts. And the next big event is happening tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 at Our Lady Immaculate Basilica. Organist Nicholas Capozzoli will perform alongside the Organics Festival Brass Ensemble. The rep includes Langlais, Boulanger, several others. And joining me now to offer up a few details are Gordon Menzel, the executive producer and artistic director of Organics Concerts, and the man of the hour, Nicholas Capozzoli. And welcome to you both.
Thank you very much. Thanks. It's great to be here.
Great to have you here. Nicholas, I'll start with you. Third prize at the 2017 Canadian International Organ Competition, first prize at the 2015 Taylor Organ Competition. Too many other prizes and honors to get to here, but many. How did you find this instrument and this music?
Well, I always went to church, and of course
it's where
organs are. Yeah. Took piano lessons first, but I was always interested in the organ. The sound of it, making the pew shake, I think, was probably the most interesting thing to me.
Yeah.
And so when I was about 12 or so, I just wanted to take some lessons. And since then, that really was it for me. I mean, I practiced that way more than the piano, and loved visiting new organs, because of course, like pianos, you can see a couple pianos and there are some nice ones, but they're pretty much the same. Whereas an organ, you go to so many different churches and you can't replicate an organ. So.
And it certainly must have captured your imagination, that sound.
Oh, majesty. Of course. Yeah. That's why Mozart called it the king of instruments.
That's true. And that church would have been in Pittsburgh. That's where you grew up?
Exactly. Yeah. Particularly St. Paul's Cathedral in Pittsburgh has a very, very famous organ from Germany.
And then you made your way to Montreal.
I did, yes. And that's where I'm doing my doctorate at McGill University.
Pretty incredible. All the training, the collaborations, Oberlin, Opera McGill, McGill prizes, accolades. It seems like this has been a pretty rewarding path for you so far.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
Yeah. To give it a word. Very well done. We'll just quickly mention this, but they are showing the film Pipe Dreams about the Montreal Organ Competition at Hot Docs in the next week, in the next 10 days, and you're a part of that.
Yeah, my first movie. It was really fun to be a part of filming it for about a year and them covering the whole competition, basically what it's like for a competitor to enter such a high-stakes international competition. So.
Really amazing, and we're going to talk about that more next week,
because
you're going to be back here to talk about it. Gordon, maybe you could talk about the ensemble that will be joining us tomorrow night, and as well the repertoire.
Sure. Many, many years ago, in an earlier Organics, I presented a brass ensemble and organ piece. In fact, the same piece, Gaston Mitet's Cortège. And I just loved the piece. And so I figured the organ that we had this concert happening on is just incredible. The acoustics were incredible. So why not? So the brass sextet, basically, it's three trumpets and three trombones.
Okay.
And this is a magnificent, very big piece that the organ and the brass are going to be doing. It's really going to inspire, and it's beautiful.
And you're starting to fill up, but still tickets available, so we can
talk about that. It's a big basilica.
It's a big basilica.
Yes.
And can one of you speak to the repertoire tomorrow night?
Yeah, so I've chosen an all-French program.
Lovely.
To show off the French accents of this organ. Of course, it's having its 100th anniversary. It's built in 1919. Not too many things now that we interact with are from 1919, so this is pretty special. I love French music. Of course, it gets played a lot orchestrally and with singers. But there's also a very, very special place in the organ repertoire for French music. And it's all very exciting, lots of colors. It shows off the organ and the space very, very well.
And I would imagine rehearsals have been Outstanding so far. Lovely to hear your work alongside this ensemble.
Yeah, it's been really fun to spend several hours at the Basilica. Yeah,
it's great. This event happening tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., Our Lady Immaculate Basilica and Nicholas Capozzoli will perform alongside the Organics Festival Brass Ensemble, organicsconcerts.ca, and you can actually purchase tickets right there and learn more. And what do you think, fellas? Did I cover everything?
It's in Guelph.
It's in Guelph.
Yep. Yes, make sure.
Why am I thinking Toronto? In Guelph, of course. Yeah. So I appreciate that. And we're looking forward to that very, very special event tomorrow night. You're with the New Classical FM on a Thursday afternoon. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.